Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. Looking good.
Wonderful. Good morning as well. I'm sorry, did I call too early? Do you want me to call you back later?
No, I'm driving right now.
Okay. All right. So, I was actually calling in regards to the conversation we had the last month, wherein you called requesting to discontinue the service as far as not being able to see much of results during that time. And I just want to go over your account today, because I mean I did call the other or last Monday to go over the progress and on your account. And so far, after your Google Business profile was reinstated back up, we were able to gain good number of visibility, Google Insights, including your Facebook ads and Google Verified campaign, which actually means that we're actually getting the right direction. And I just want to follow up in regards to your discontinuation request. Just wanted to confirm that we should be able to continue with optimizing your business as what we have been doing, right?
No, I'm still inclined to moving forward with the cancellation. I just need to get you guys to transfer the web and a few of your M's. But
I apologize to cut you off. The line is kind of cutting in and out. Can you repeat that for me, Michael?
yeah, so what I was telling you that I'm still inclined to canceling the service. And when, because I know you told me it was the 17th or 16th, somewhere around
The
there.
17th, yeah.
17, yeah. So I just, before that, I need Local Splash to transfer my website service back to me because I logged into my Wix account and it says my website is not under my, it was a little bit weird. I don't remember, I don't recall. It was like 2 weeks ago that I logged in. But I don't have access to my website through my Wix, so I needed you guys to transfer it back. But yeah, I'm planning to cancel the service. Yeah.
Got it. I apologize to hear about that. And if you don't mind me asking, may I know the reason why?
Well, I think I came to realize one multiple things, but one of the main issue is that I could have the service and if you also brought it up to me, you told me, Michael, you need reviews. So if I don't have reviews, basically it's not gonna work. So I need to have reviews in order for me to start even doing marketing or any Google, marketed or Facebook marketing. So if I wanna be able to get a customer, not spam calls, because what I've been getting is spam calls. That's all I've been getting. And the only thing I need is I need to get a reviews. So that's what I'm gonna be working on. And then I don't know, maybe in the future, I'm not sure. We could probably tackle it again.
Got it. I totally understand where you're coming from, Michael. And although, yes, I would agree reviews is actually, or getting reviews on your Google Business profile is one of the things that definitely helping with gaining visibility as well as ranking. At the same time, as far as optimization, there's actually a lot more to it that is being done in order to really get you into the rankings and to there's actually a lot of activities that needs to be done on your Google Business profile, which is the reason, one of the reasons why your business is already showing on the first
Then
page of Google search results.
Steph, okay. Stephanie, can you give me 1 second? Can you give me one
Sure.
second? Thank you.
Sure, yes.